Hello and welcome aboard the Story Arc, where Christmas season is in full swing. I'm your host, Captain Kenny Mears, and today we are talking about Jack Frost. Jack Frost is a cool folklore character generally associated with kind of Santa, bringing in winter, that sort of thing. And he has gotten a lot of screen time on movies across the years as well. And today's story is from friend of the show, Ginger Parkinson, all about how Jack Frost caught a summer. Here's Ginger.
Hello, I'm Ginger Parkinson. And have you ever wondered how Santa uses Jack Frost? Well, let me tell you, this is an original story I've created, and I have been telling stories for over 22 years. So, Jack Frost caught a summer. 2 days before Christmas, Jack Frost caught a summer. You know, humans will catch a cold, but the frosts catch summers. And when Jack went to blow out his crisp, cold, snow-filled air, out came flowers and butterflies and fresh-cut grass. And this was a problem for Santa, because Santa depended on Jack Frost. Because the crisper and colder the air, the faster the reindeer fly. So Mrs. Frost, Jack's mom, started to cook, or rather, freeze things to cool Jack's raging hot summer. There was no chicken noodle soup or hot herbal tea. No, no, no. It was a very strict diet of popsicles and ice cream and frostbite soup spiked with a little bit of air conditioner coolant. Mrs. Frost made the slushy medicine and she went up the stairs to her son's bedroom. She opened the door with the slushy medicine and there she saw her boy. He was so sick. He was lounging on his bed. He was wearing flowered board shorts instead of a snowsuit. He was sunburned on his cheeks and freckles were popping out on his nose. He was watching the surfing show instead of the snowboarding show on the TV. And two of his former glacier girlfriends were rubbing suntan oil all over his chest. Mrs. Frost said, "Jack, you drink this slushy medicine and you drink it quick." Well, Jack took the slushy medicine and he put it up to his lips, but he was just so burning hot with the summers that as soon as the medicine touched his lips, it evaporated as quick as a whistle. Mrs. Frost said, Jack, you go out and roll in the snow right now." And he said, "Ma, if I go out and roll in the snow, I'm just going to be contributing to global warming." She says, "Well, Santa needs you. You go out and do it now." So Jack went out, and he was so hot that he rolled in the snow in his board shorts and suntan oil, and he came back in, melting glaciers covered in mud. And Mrs. Frost went, "Oh, I need to call the big guy." "Hi, Santa. Jack has caught a summer." "Oh, no, no, no. He's not blowing out flowers, is he?" "Yes, Santa, bloomin' flowers." "Oh, no, no, no. He's not blowing out butterflies, is he?" "Yes, fluttery butterflies, Santa." "Ho, ho, ho, no, no, no. He's not blowing out fresh cut grass, Santa. He's blowing out a hurricane of fresh cut grass. What are we going to do?" And then Santa did what Santa does when he has a problem. He started to tug on his beard. Because when Santa tugs on his beard, he, ding, gets ideas. That's why children should never tug on Santa's beard. You never, ever, ever want to lose one of Santa's good ideas. So he tugged on his beard. He, bing, got the idea. And he said, ho, 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 Mrs. Frost, we'll have a pool party. Santa, if Jack so much puts his little toe into a pool, he is so hot that the water will evaporate as quick as a whistle. And Santa said, ho, 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 don't you worry, Mrs. Frost. I have a chilling surprise for Jack. So that night, Mrs. Frost and Jack went to Santa's pool party. Because if you're in the middle of your burning hot summer, do you like to go to a pool party? Yes. Well, Santa had a hot tub. And instead of air making the water bubble and boil, Santa was making it bubble and boil with dry ice. Now, dry ice is so cold that if humans hold it for too long with their fingers, well, their fingers can get frostbitten and frozen solid. But Jack went and he sat in that hot tub. And as he sunk in, that cold, cold water started to suck the summer heat from the outside in. Mrs. Frost could see that Jack was feeling better a little bit. So she said, Jack, drink this slushy medicine and drink it quick. And he started to gulp, 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 gulp down that slushy medicine. And it started to suck the summer heat from the inside out. Jack was no longer sunburnt. Jack was like, was I watching a surfing channel? And Jack was like, oh, I finally feel like myself again. Well, Santa could see that Jack was feeling better, but you don't want to waste a fun pool party. So Santa said, well, Jack, do you want to race me down my water slide? And Jack was like, yes. So Jack and Santa went to the top of the 572-foot drop water slide. They perched like Olympic swimmers ready to dive. And Santa looked over at Jack and said, on your mark. Jack looked back at Santa and said, get set, fat boy. And then Santa said, ho, 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 go! And Santa and Jack started going down that water slide. And I don't know why, but Santa was faster than Jack Frost. Well, Jack made himself more streamlined, like, well, like an icicle. But Santa was still faster. Well, Jack did not want to get beat by an old fat man in a red swimming suit. So Jack started to blow out his crisp, cold, snow-filled air. The water underneath him became his magical ice sled, and poor Santa got stuck like a tongue wheel on a frozen pole in winter. Jack went down past the frozen swimming pool. He took his magical ice sled through the forest and to every village, city, and town, blowing out his crisp, cold, snow-filled air. He arrived back at the North Pole right as Santa was sitting on his sleigh, ready for his magical flight. Santa said, ho, 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 Jack, it looks like the reindeer will fly fast tonight. For the crisper and colder the air, the faster the reindeer fly. So, on Christmas Eve, when it gets really, really cold, just know it's Jack Frost helping Santa out.
The Story Arc is a production of Food for Thought Audio. This episode was written, produced, and edited by me, Kenny Mears. We'd like to thank today's storyteller, Ginger Parkinson, for sharing her story. Ginger is a member of the Utah Storytelling Guild. Be sure to check her and the guild out at utahstorytellingguild.website. If you'd like Ginger to perform for you, she is available for festivals, schools, and libraries. During Halloween, she can be a witch, and at Christmas, she can be Mrs. Claus. She can be reached via email at gingerparkinson@gmail.com. Be sure to follow us on Facebook, YouTube, or Instagram, or wherever you listen to podcasts for more content. And until next time, thanks for listening.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.